The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
Perishable.
Rock the boat.
Shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
For those that did not know, that's actually taken from a movie excerpt called Vernon John's Story. He was the one that preceded Martin Luther King down in Alabama. The true story, was a prophet. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we are broadcasting live out of, well, the Los Angeles area in California. Now, here's the deal real quick. We actually flew into Mesa, Arizona. Actually, Phoenix, Arizona yesterday. We drove to Mesa, did a bigger tea party there yesterday, which was cool. Spent some time with our friend Rusty Humphrey, who's a big name down here in the radio world. And interestingly enough, we went from Mesa, Arizona right after the tea party, and we drove all the way to Los Angeles, California.
That's like, what, 5 hours in the car?
We got into our hotels, I believe, at 3:30, quarter to four, right? Yeah. So, and by the way, friends, we left 11 inches of snow in Minnesota last week to landing in Phoenix, Arizona. It was 99 degrees.
Do they live in 99 degrees?
It's really hot here.
Oh, my goodness.
So anyways, folks, you have with yours truly
Mr.
Bradley Dean. It is hot. Bradley Dean and actually in front of me right now, we have our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Friends, again, welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook. We're up dating, posting new videos and the such articles. We've got 40 columns out there that we post on a weekly, daily basis across the country as well. We post on those pages. You can go to both pages on Facebook. Is Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or you can go to both of my pages. One is a fan page and one is a personal page. That is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines are inaccessible, and I apologize for that, but again, we are broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California throughout the duration of the week. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct, and why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. As we always say at the Sons of Liberty, we want the mind of Christ, we want the heart of God. Now, today I'm going to go over some fast facts on the Constitution that you very well may not know. Now, the first one is this. The U.S. Constitution was written in the same Pennsylvania State House where the Declaration of Independence was signed and where George Washington received his commission as commander of the Continental Army. So it's kind of cool. They all took place the same place. Now called Independence Hall, the building still stands today on Independence Mall in Philadelphia, directly across from the National Constitution Center.
Now, interestingly enough, let me take you inside of those doors. John Dickinson was trying to actually push the colonies back from standing up against Great Britain. He didn't think that was a good idea. As a matter of fact, he promoted fear. And we have that Colossus of Independence. You know him as the second president of the United States, John Adams. And what he did is he kept pushing for independence. And it was little spoken of, friends, just so you understand. But he kept pushing and pushing. And all opposition was against John Adams, the Colossus of Independence, said Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States. But he's actually the one that pushed it to the point where he looked at George Washington and said, listen, in so many words, he's the guy that can lead the Continental Army. Let's go for it. And he just overthrew John Dickinson right on the spot because in Massachusetts, they were under attack by the Brits.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what's interesting to note, too, about John Dickinson, he said where he foresees apocalypse, I see hope.
Yes.
And he had, you know, the opportunity to birth, you know, with a new nation. You know, how many can ever say they've had an opportunity like that to write the laws and the constitutions for a new birth of a new nation? So
that's a good question to ask our listeners, friends, yeah, because he was talking to us.
Exactly. Yes. And so it's so interesting. But it was written in 1787. The Constitution was signed on September 17th, but it wasn't until 1788 that it was ratified by the necessary nine states. Now, the U.S. Constitution, for those of you who don't know, was prepared in secret behind locked doors that were guarded by sentries, which is kind of interesting. Now, some of the original framers and many delegates in the states ratifying conventions were very troubled that the original Constitution lacked a description of individual rights. So in 1791, Americans added a list of rights to the Constitution. The first 10 amendments became known as the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, and which, by the way, some were opposed to because...
Exactly, yeah. When you can go back and forth on that, too, but some felt like, well, we wanted the Bill of Rights, and some felt like, well, the rights aren't
limited. It's already established. They just want to clarify their rights, and they thought that would do more damage than it would do good.
That's right. Now, of the 55 delegates attending the Constitutional Convention, 39 signed, and 3 delegates dissented. 2 of America's founding forefathers didn't sign the Constitution. Thomas Jefferson was actually representing our country over in France, and John Adams was doing the same in Great Britain, so they weren't there at the
time. Is that the same time that he made distinction between American government and European government when he said the distinction is between heaven and hell?
Yeah, it was while he was over there. Exactly. Yeah. Now, established on November 26, 1789, the first National Thanksgiving Day was originally created by George Washington as a way of giving thanks for the Constitution. So that's an interesting note, too, as well. Of the written national constitutions, I love this one. The U.S. Constitution is the oldest and shortest.
Yes.
Very simple.
Yep, and the longest standing in modern history.
That's exactly right. And at age 81, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania was the oldest delegate at the Constitutional Convention. And at age 26, Jonathan Dayton of New Jersey was the youngest. And 2 more, the original...
Grandpa Benny. Huh?
That's right. The original Constitution is on display at the National Archives in Washington, D.C. We've actually seen it. Very awesome. Yeah. When the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, it was moved to Fort Knox for safekeeping.
Did you know that before they... You got me in a little bunny trail here. Did you know that before they bombed the Japanese, they actually dropped leaflets for 10 days warning them to get out of that area, and they didn't take heed? It's kind of like God giving us his 10 commandments, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what happened? Well, we know Hiroshima. They didn't take heed, and what happened? Slaughter took place, but they were warned.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have to take heed to those warnings. And finally, more than 11,000 amendments have been introduced in Congress. 33 have gone to the states to be ratified, and 27 have received the necessary approval from the states to actually become amendments to the Constitution. So there's 10
amendments to the Constitution.
That's
okay,
right.
Okay, so they're in line with the Constitution and the right giver. They don't stand outside of the right giver.
That's what they're supposed
to do. Liberty
is
the right to do what the law permits.
So 10 fast facts about the Constitution you probably did not know. It's exciting and very interesting to see how our Constitution was established and what was behind it.
Exciting. I mean, I'm thrilled to my very
fingertips. It is exciting when you think about it and you learn about what our founding forefathers went through, how they established our country, and I love the fact...
No, I understand that, and that's great. We need to know that history, but what I'm talking about is what's exciting is actually living out what they gave unto
us. Exactly.
We don't want to be a partaker of the oldness of the letter. We want to be a partaker of the newness of the Spirit, and the way to do that is to be a part of the plan.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Let's write history, friends. Let's not just talk about history.
Let's
history
be a part
is awesome,
of it.
And it's a wise thing to study the past, but it's a greater thing and a greater opportunity, my friends, to actually be a part of it. We're going to talk a little bit about Mesa right when we come back on the other side of this break. And I also want to talk about the movie Heaven is for Real.
Mm-hmm.
Went and seen it, got the hat, got the T-shirt, had some popcorn. I'll tell you all about it when we get back. Broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California, you got Brad and Stephanie's sons.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. 301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California. As we were talking about during the first segment, we were in Mesa, Arizona doing a tea party last night, and then we drove for 5 hours from Mesa, Arizona to Los Angeles, California. But let's go back to Mesa really quick. What was your take?
Well, I thought it was a very good event. It was a good night. You know, sometimes people think, oh, you know, it's so, it must be so glitz and glamorous doing all these events and everything that you do. It's like, yeah, it's about, you know, 10 hours travel time total. You're in a car for about 5 hours. But the important thing is when you go there and you do these tea parties, first of all, you know, it's a lot of older people, which we're glad they're doing the job, and a lot of veterans. But how I feel is, you know, the veterans have done their part. They've done their job. And there, a lot of them are ready to do it again. They're still fighting for this country. Yeah. I mean, they're old. We had a guy last night, an old veteran in a wheelchair, and they're still doing what it takes. And as you mentioned last night during the event is, why are there not young people here? We want to teach these principles to the young people.
Well, when the young people don't show up, that's the first thing I go for. I ask them the question, why are you here without your kids, your grandkids, mm-hmm. your children, whatever the case might be? And then they'll kind of look at me like, well, what's the case supposed to be? And then I tell them about RNC back in Tampa, Florida, a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I said to them, you guys are sitting here trying to figure out why Barack Hussein Obama has enough common sense to be on a college tour right now, and you guys are all dressed up like you're going to an Elvis concert here at the RNC.
Mm-hmm.
And it sickens me. And it's like, folks, do you not have enough common sense to know that we're supposed to raise up the next generation for our future posterity, they and their future, namely their posterity? And what I'm speaking of right now is the preamble to the Constitution of the United States. It was set up for our posterity. And I just don't get it. And that was the first thing I attacked when I got up there. It's like, I'm not mad at, obviously I spent time with the veterans, and I spent time, you know, kind of going for them and high-fiving them for what they've done.
Of course.
But to stand there, and it wasn't just all old people, there were some young people, mm-hmm. but it's like, you know what? Guys, you got to wake up to the fact that the warfare, the younger generation needs to be trained up in the ways that they should go. And if it's you here trying to save what you've got, you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Well,
you got to be pouring into your posterity right now, and that's the element that they're missing. But Barack Hussein Obama is not.
I think that's exactly right. And that's, like you said, the element is all these things that you're here for is because you believe in our country, you believe in God, you believe in, you know, the Constitution and all these good things. But these are the kind of things you need to pour into the young people. So that way when you're gone, we have to raise up, you know, like the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he would not depart from it. Well, when you're thinking of the young people, listen, these are the same kind of values and the same things that you were taught when you were kids, because this is not the same America as when these older veterans and older, you know, when they grew up, you have to teach those things to your children so they can teach them to their children's children. You know, we don't want freedom to die out with your generation because you didn't invest in that younger generation. Yeah. I actually talked to
him. I think a lot of people are at the tea parties, and I'm not saying a majority of them, but I am saying a lot of them. I think a lot of them are there trying to hold on to what they've got. And once we get done with this point, I want to get over to this next point with Chase as well. But go ahead and finish your point.
I think it was a very good night. The people were very receptive. You know, when they come to the table at the end, they're just thanking us, you know, thank you for what you do. I mean, you guys are brave to do what you do. And you know what? It's not always an easy job, but it's necessary. And I think the main thing is we have hope. If we did not have hope for America and hope in God, I told this one lady last night, one man or woman with God is the majority. And if God be for us, who can be against us? And that's the kind of thing that we need to know is we have the victory because we have Christ, and Christ has us in our hearts. The root of the problem is going back to Christ, and then the branches on the tree in our nation will be different. So we're giving hope to these people and letting them know that there is a job that we can do, and we all need to do our part.
And the hope is what they do with the truth given, so they have to respond to the hope. Now, what was interesting about this is, speaking of bravery, we had one lady who had come up, and she was talking at the end of the event, and I do need to highlight this because people need to understand what's going on out there. And I heard her just kind of going back and forth, and I heard in the background she said, I seen him taking pictures of the cars and their license plates, and I'm thinking, what are you talking about? You know, like were the feds out there doing something unlawful? And so I walked up to her and I said, ma'am, if that's what they're doing, what you want to do is take a camera and start filming them right off the bat and get their license plate and start taking pictures of them is what you want to do, and then post it on your website. You don't run from these people. You go to these people. But that's not what she was saying. Chase takes pictures at all the events. And once he started taking some pictures, this lady started freaking out. He's walking around taking pictures. And I looked at her and I said, ma'am, are you talking about the assistant that's with me? And she said, yeah, him over there. I said, can I just tell you something right off the bat? I said, this is what the problem is in America. You're afraid that one of those pictures is going to go online showing the people the event in which we, instead of actually showing the people and the power of the people and the unity of the people, you don't want your face out there because you're afraid some government agency might see you at a tea party? Do you think there's something wrong with that, ma'am? And all of a sudden, a bunch of people started, you know, circling this particular conversation. And I looked at her and I said, ma'am, that's the problem. I said, the problem with America... And I said, I had to be honest with her. I said, this is the first tea party that I have done that I've ever heard anybody say anything like what you just said. I said, we're not ruled by fear. We're ruled by God. And we're ruled by faith and by confidence and by the love of God. We're not moved by circumstance. And I said, furthermore, if you would take the time and study out a guy by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a pastor that stood up, a prophet really is what he was, who stood up in the face of tyranny, namely Adolf Hitler, he said, the man that fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. And I said, the man that fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. I said, therein lies the problem, ma'am, right there. And I said, instead of tea partiers, which they are for the most part, 99.9% of them are, they're standing up. I said, let their cruelty swell our ranks. And all of a sudden, the whole conversation turns, and everybody's talking about courage. And I thought about this when we left Mesa, Arizona yesterday. Great tea party event. I'm just talking about the squeaky wheel here, friends. I started to think within myself, I'm thinking, what... Am I less of a person than what she is? She's coming over here high-fiving us for us laying down our lives and our family the way our forefathers did. What, is she a noble? Is she some sort of excellent sort or some superior sort that she needs to be protected? She can have her freedom. She can have she wants the crown, but she doesn't want the cross.
No better than the politicians sending all of our boys overseas, not wanting to fight the fight. It's like they want to have the war and win the war, but they don't want to be a soldier on the ground.
That's right.
You know, they don't want to make the sacrifice.
And all honor lies on the battlefield, said Abigail Adams.
You got the enemy constantly deceiving that they have more than what they have, but then the people who are
totally
doing the right thing aren't even willing to show that we have the numbers that would win. You know, it's like they're afraid to be a part of the ranks.
Interestingly enough, that's a Saul Alinsky tactic, is to make the people believe that there's a lot more than what there is. This particular lady said to me, she said, you know, the bankers are getting killed off and this and that. And I said, instead of you magnifying fear, why don't you magnify God and walk in faith so your enemy fears what you're doing? And it reminds me of what Thomas Jefferson said. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. That's friends, right. You have tyranny. And it's when the government fears the people, you have liberty.
That's right.
And what we need to do is put this back into perspective and quit worrying about what the enemy is doing all the time and magnify the Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, and the laws, the enumerated laws within, against all crime. You know who's going to be afraid? It's not going to be the American people. It's going to be those that are corrupting the laws of our Constitutional Republic. That's the proper perspective. And every criminal knows that. See, friends, you need to understand, this administration doesn't mind you pointing them out for their crimes. What they're afraid of is you actually holding them accountable and to the consequence and the violation of the laws that they themselves have broken. Once you begin to hold their feet to the fire and bring forth judgment unto justice, then you're going to get a different response. You can talk all you want about how Barack Hussein Obama's bad and this administration's bad and, you know, Attorney Eric Holder in the little minions that are around this corrupt criminal administration. Once they begin to understand that you're not going to tolerate their crimes anymore and you will enforce the laws of the Constitutional Republic against their crimes, friends, I'll tell you what, then and only then are you going to get a change in your country, not till then.
Exactly.
And I said to her, I said, you need to let their cruelty swell our ranks. And guess what, friends? That's exactly what's happening on a nationwide basis. But you know what? Enough talk.
Yeah, exactly. And if you look at, you know, what Elmer Davis said, he said this republic was not established by cowards and cowards will not preserve it. So if you look and say, listen, cowards is not what gave us our nation. When the veterans go and they fight, they're not holding back. They're fighting bravely. We here back at home have to do our part, too. It's not like, well, listen, like you've said so many times, what can they over there go over there, you know, in other countries and sacrifice their lives for our freedom while we let our freedoms be stolen away here back at home?
You know, what's interesting about that is I have my wife and my boys there, and I'm giving the message, and they're coming up and, oh, we thank you for your bravery, and we thank you for this. And I always have to tell people, listen, this isn't about me. This is about us. This particular individual said to me, you know, they got a kill list. Yeah, they got a kill list. Okay, so you know government's doing something wrong again, right? And you're running from their crimes? Isn't that how you breed tyranny?
Yeah, exactly.
And you strengthen their acts of crime against us by bowing when you should be standing? We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie bringing Chase into the conversation, talking about the cowardice at times that we see out there, friends. We've heard it said evil prevails because good men do nothing. Well, that's exactly what I was dealing with yesterday in particular. But again, I just wanted to highlight
wheel,
that.
Like you
yeah,
said.
Yeah. I want it highlighted because I want people to understand that was the first time I've ever had that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to hear that. I mean, the Tea Party, you guys are of a different breed. And by the way, I want to let you know, the state-run media, they're terrified of you.
Exactly.
They're scared to death of you. Yep. Listen, the corruption in this criminal administration, they're scared to death of you. If they weren't, then why are they polarizing you? Why are they demonizing you? And if you were so ineffective, why do they spend so much time, again, attacking you, friend?
Exactly. You wouldn't be spending your time attacking some area that wasn't doing its job and having some effect. Tea Party is actually my favorite to go to because they're the most like-minded people, and they're encouraged by the message, and they're out there. Obviously, they're committed. That's why they're there. They want to see something and some answers.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here to bring, is the answers found only in Jesus Christ, to get them not motivated but inspired to say, listen,
only
we have a job to do. Exactly.
Yeah,
you know,
serve a consuming
inspired.
Fire.
That's right. Inspired by the Lord to do what they do and to continue doing what they're doing, and make sure that you older generation, you know, as the Bible talks about turning the hearts of the fathers unto the children, the heart of the children unto the fathers. Fathers, you know, invest into your children, pour into them what you know, and children, honor those veterans, those older men and women that have gone before you, and
that's
pay
what they
the
don't
ultimate
know.
Sacrifice.
They don't know the price paid for their freedom.
I think that's what our ministry is so unique, because I really feel we bridge that gap between the two, because the way you look, you kind of look like an oxymoron. For those of you who don't know what Bradley
You're
looks like,
a moron?
Well, oxymoron, there's a difference. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com,
like he's the wrong guy to ask.
sonsoflibertyradio.com, or like Bradley on Facebook, of course, Bradley double E, to see what he looks like. But the cool thing is he got long hair, tattoos, so you perceive people perceive you to be a certain way. And then when you start to speak and you sound like a founding forefather and you've got all this knowledge with power, not just knowledge, you know, you're speaking intellectually to the head, God speaks to the heart, people say, wow, this is awesome. And you're bridging that gap. You can talk to young people, but you can also talk to old people. You've said before, some of the people who support us the most are these old, old grandmas.
That's the message they used to hear.
Exactly, and they're not used to it, and it's refreshing for them because it's the truth.
Yeah, now what's interesting about that is before we got up and spoke yesterday, actually me and you, what was interesting about that is I had a guy come up to me, put his hand on my shoulder, and he said, hey, Bradley, Rusty Humphrey here, and have a great show. And I turned around and said, well, thank you, Rusty. So Rusty's a big deal here in Arizona.
Yeah,
he's got like 2 million
nice
listeners. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was great. He's a great guy, and I'm glad he's out there. And now he's doing some stuff with the Washington Times, and it was a nice little surprise.
It's nice when people connect with you. You know, you can invite people to come out and people that you see. Of course, you know, we're across the country, so you connect with people who are all over. And when we're in the area, it's nice if they take the time to come out and see the message, because it's one thing to hear the radio show. It's a one thing, you know, and you're getting the same message. But it's another thing to experience the anointing and power when you're ministering to people, when you've got people right in front of your face. So if you'd like to book Bradley for an event, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you're just listening and saying, this is something that I want to do in my community, my tea party to impact, give us a phone call. It's not a difficult process. If you're serious about really reaching out and getting some things done that maybe you think, oh, I don't know how to reach people, I don't really have the same message. In fact, I was talking to a lady last night, and she was saying the same thing. Well, you know, my kids don't listen to me. I said, well, listen, give them this book. I gave them your book, and just say, I'd value your opinion on this. Don't say, listen, you're so lost, you need to read this book, young man.
Nine times out of ten, you're going to find out why kids don't listen to their parents. The reason they don't listen to their parents is because the parents aren't listening to God.
That's right. Yeah. So there's a good way, and it's, sometimes it's too. Other people can reach some people better than others can. So I'd say, here, give them the book and say, listen, I'd value your opinion. This guy spoke at our tea party. They think, oh, cool, you know, he's in a rock band, you know, he's a cool guy.
Hey, Chase, what's this thing that we just got from Georgia? We're going to be in Georgia here in May. What is this that we just got?
The Education Liberty Award.
Really?
Yeah, from the Common Core, about Common Core group down there in Georgia. We're going to be doing the Restoring Our Promise event down there on the 10th.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
And in saying that, it's interesting. Chase told me yesterday that the little medallion, it's actually the Matrix of Liberty.
Yeah, the Founding Fathers Memorial. Yeah.
Good for them.
Very cool.
How is booking going? What are we looking at? I know we're 3 months out. How's that filling in?
Yeah, so far so good. We're working out into June right now. The end of the summer is still open. Now's the time to get a hold of us. Feel free to call the office and talk to me. It's definitely doable. Just to add on what you were saying before, I think the biggest thing that I run into in working with people is they think we have more time. You know, like, let's do it next year.
I know.
6 months from now, it's like, okay.
No, the right time to do the right thing is
right now. Yeah,
that's right.
So let's get on the phone and get something.
I think that is one of the things that the Tea Party misses. And I'm saying that again across the country. And the church definitely is way out there in left field. But in saying that, the professed church. But what's interesting about that, it's always tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Procrastination. Let me ask you something, friends. Is that how the enemy's operating?
No.
He's assaulting on a daily basis, and you want to... It's almost like people say, well, we got more time.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, now is the appointed time to buy.
That's the lie. We got more time. No, that's right. If you see your enemy acting... You know, I guarantee you, friends, the best thing and the best advice I can give anybody is that don't wait for tomorrow.
Exactly.
Do what you can do today. Procrastination is the biggest robber of blessings.
And you know, you're exactly right about that. Does your enemy say, well, let's just hold off 6 months and let's just not push forward the agenda? You don't want to push the envelope too far. No, they're smack dab right in your face whether you want them there or not. And a lot of times they're shoving it down your throat. So we need to be as aggressive lawfully because we have Christ on our side. This is our country and we're not going to let anyone just steal from us. So going back to the bookings with Chase, if you'd like to go ahead and try to book Bradley Dean, you can call our office at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Don't be intimidated by it. Just say, listen, if you want something to happen for your country, the right time to do the right thing is right now. If you want to make a difference, here's your opportunity. Pick up the phone.
And I want to say to the person that's saying to themselves right now that I don't really have anything to offer. I'd be willing to do it. I just don't know how to do it. Let me tell you this. God is the qualifier and you're the right person.
That's exactly right. So interesting. So for those of you who'd like to, or you can go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, going back to this Heaven is for Real we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
you know, we went to go see the movie, and of course, it's based on a real, true life
story.
Another
squeaky wheel here, but we've got to talk about it.
We'll talk about it a little bit. So, overall, the movie is very good. I don't like when they throw in their little carnality things here and there. But the point is this young boy, he had a near-death experience. He actually technically did not die, but he was basically rose up from his body as he was being operated on. His appendix
almost burst.
Yeah, exactly. So actually it did burst, according to what they said. So they went in there, and he came back, you know, and he came back, you know, where he was, and he was restored to health. And he started telling his dad about all these things. He goes, well, I saw you because my body lifted up.
Yeah, he was
up.
Telling the story of when he was under the knife, per se, mm-hmm. as to what was going on. And really what it was prophetic business going on. And to say all that, to say this, it was interesting. His dad was a preacher, and he was kind of a carnal dude. And he started to tell his dad that he was, you know what, Daddy, I seen you yelling at God, because the preacher was in the other room in the chapel yelling at God because he thought he was going to lose his little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom was on the phone asking the church to be praying for the little boy.
Right.
And he identified where she was at as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept doing this over and over and over again. He started to identify relatives that are dead.
Mm-hmm. Pop.
Yep, pops. He started to identify. He could tell you exactly what the deal was. But now what's interesting about this, let me hit this squeaky wheel again. Friends, I can walk into a room and I'll tell you what's wrong. That's just who I am. It's not the best thing in the world to walk around in life carrying that, but that's just really what it is. IBM has something called troubleshooters, and they bring in troubleshooters because they want to find all the little niches in anything that might be blocking up progress in their company. So they hire these troubleshooters. They come in. They tell them what's wrong with their company so they can fix the problem and remove the stone of stumbling, per se. And so they can grow their company. Well, that's just a part of who I am, and it's a part of gifting that God has given me. And in saying this, going back to heaven is for real, once the church caught wind of this, that this little boy was getting prophetic visions mm-hmm. from God, which is very relative, friends, scripturally, God has not changed. Man has changed. The Lord said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, he said in Malachi 3:16, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. He's faithful unto 1,000 generations. Friends, God has not changed. Man has changed. He's the God of the living and not the God of the dead. And so Dad brought the testimony of the little boy in vision to the church.
Mm-hmm.
And the papers got involved. And once the papers got involved, the church started to get afraid.
Right.
You know, we need to check on that. So the church board members got together, and they started saying, well, we need to get this right with this pastor, because if not, we need to find somebody new.
We don't want it to be a circus. It's like, well, you're a believer that doesn't believe?
That's my point.
Yeah.
Now, if you really thought, I would think this, and this is the problem that I've seen throughout America. If this is what Christianity is all about, I don't want anything to do with it. It's not scriptural. And exactly what this little boy did was only relay his experience prophetically with the world, what God gave him. This happens all the time, friends. This isn't weird. This is normal Christianity. And in saying that, once he brought the vision to the church, Dad started talking about it. They started going after the pastor. And I said, look at this. We have a bunch of believers that want the world to believe in a message that they themselves don't even believe in.
Of course, it's ridiculous.
It's like a preacher saying, you know, the gifts of the Spirit, they're a thing of the past. Really? Where does it say that? I don't see that.
Yeah, it's
and God, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, comes forth perfected praise. He uses a little boy that is completely innocent. He doesn't know how to lie
right
at this point. He comes and brings a message to the church, and they don't want to hear it. Yet he's identifying exactly what's going on in people's lives. So you have a bunch of believers that don't believe, but they want the world to believe their message that they themselves don't believe. Now this is what I want to lay to your candor. Can you imagine if the professed church in America really believed their message? Do you think that we would be here today? No! It's hypocrisy to the core in everything that we see out there. And one of the things that we need to remind ourselves of, friends, is the religious people, the believers of the day, as they call themselves, are the ones that crucified Christ. Don't forget that. And there's nothing new under the sun. I like to say this. It's a good thing Moses didn't take a poll before he led the children of Israel to the promised land. Can you imagine if he had had a have a board meeting at that time?
Never would have gone for
Never.
It.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And it's exactly what we're seeing today in America. The reason the church in America is where it is today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You've been lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, what I was talking about right before the break, we're talking about heaven is for real. We went and seen it. We always wait for someone to give us the thumbs up or the thumbs down when these things come out. And, you know, I'm talking about the squeaky wheel a little bit here, but it was positive, and there was an anointing there on certain portions. There was just no denying the fact that this was some serious business, and God is relating a message to us that He wants us to know that, listen, I haven't gone anywhere. I'm still here.
Yeah.
You know, and if I can put it into perspective, what I said right before the end of the last segment, I think I got broke off, was the fact that it was the church that started to attack the pastor because of what his little boy seen. Mm-hmm. And America is where America is today because the American people have allowed the professed church to shut down the apostolic and the prophetic voice. And you need to understand in 1 Corinthians 12:28, the Bible says, first the apostle, not the pastor, first the apostle, then the prophet, and then the teacher, because these three work together to establish. And by the way, that is where the real power is at. In America, you have the pastor leading the church. He has no business doing that, friends. Read the Bible. You have it completely upside down on its head. It's completely backwards. And what you have today is you have, again, the professed church in America trying to shut down the prophetic voice, and it's not going to fly.
Right, exactly. And my whole take on the whole thing is overall is a very good movie. They throw some carnality in there singing, you know, We Will Rock You, and they're singing, you know, just you know, some Bible gospel songs in the car. But overall...
Well, there's nothing wrong with the Bible gospels.
Oh, of course.
There's something wrong when you begin to, like, Nadab and Abihu, you start to give praise unto God that's mixed. And
yeah.
It's carnal. Hey, listen, they were both smote. You don't play with that kind of stuff. God is just. He is holy. And he demands that we are a holy people.
Yep.
And if we don't walk in that holiness, you know, don't expect him to inhabit your praises. Expect him to curse your praises.
Exactly. And, you know, that could just be Hollywood adding their stuff on, no saying against the true life story.
I don't think
people.
It was Hollywood. You know. I think it was them actually doing that because they brought it up on two different occasions because he said he asked Jesus to go ahead.
Oh, that's right. Yep. I remember
and
the portion.
It was like, no, not cool. And he said that the angels laughed about it. And I don't see anything funny where the angels would laugh about anything that Christ died to cover with his blood. It doesn't make any sense.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the point that you brought up earlier was the fact that this is a child who's doing this. This is an innocent child who wouldn't know the difference and who wouldn't know any better. And Jesus said in Matthew 18, verse 3, Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And first of all, the little boy that played the part, you know, the little boy that, you know, went to heaven was so cute. Big fat cheeks, just a really good little actor. And there's a couple things that really stuck out from what he was saying. Is he said Jesus had markers.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
that got me.
And I'm thinking,
yeah.
I'm thinking markers, like kids' markers. I'm like, there's no markers in heaven. Mm-hmm. And then and his dad asked him, well, where are Jesus' markers? And
yeah.
He stood up and he pointed to his hands and he pointed to his feet, where, of course, Christ was crucified.
Now, how would a little
4-year-old
boy know that?
No,
that's
absolutely.
Exactly. And there was an anointing. There was such a gripping of the Holy Ghost when that happened. It was like, ooh. I mean, I'm not an emotional roller coaster, friends, and I'm not a crier.
Yeah.
But that grabbed me right off the spot. It was really hard to restrain myself from not crying.
Mm-hmm.
That's how powerful that very moment was, because when he turned and he said that, I just knew right away by a witness of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, to he who hath the Son hath life.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Ghost bears witness to the truth, my friends, not the lie. And it was just, it really was. It was like, I was so glad we were in a dark room because it was that strong when he said that.
And
the
was,
markers on his hands and on his feet, Daddy.
Exactly.
It was just, whoa.
And, you know, the other
Amen.
Part that I thought was cool and probably my highlight was when, you know, he said, so his dad was sitting down with the boy, you know, after this all happened. And he said, well, so what does Jesus look like? And he opened up, like, one of his Bibles that
yep.
he had, or, like, a Bible picture book. And he opened, he goes, well, does Jesus look like this? You know, the traditional pictures
yeah,
that
the pansy,
Jesus.
The effeminate
yeah.
pansy.
Exactly. He goes, well, the robes, but not the face. And so
yep.
he kept looking at different pictures. He's like, no, he didn't look like that. And then at the end of the show, they have, you know, the artist, I'm going to get her name probably wrong here, but Akiana Kramerick, and she is a little girl who drew paintings of Jesus. I mean, astounding paintings. At
she
the age
visions,
of four,
yeah.
she had visions
yeah.
of Jesus. And finally, at the end of the show...
We're sticking to the word
well, yeah,
here, friends.
Exactly.
We're not getting weird.
Right.
We're sticking to the word.
Yeah, and what's interesting to know is at the end of the show, you know, there's a CNN report on this young artist who draws all these paintings having visions of Jesus, and the little boy comes over. I believe his name is Colton, if I have that correct.
Yeah.
But he comes over, and he stops because he looks at it because his dad's playing on his computer, and he just looks at it, and his dad's like, you know, Colton, what? And he goes... That's him
mm-hmm.
when he saw, and there was anointing too. It's just
yeah.
like.
Well, go to the story really quick, Steph. We just got a couple minutes here of when his mommy was in the room with
mm-hmm.
him, and
right.
all of a sudden he started to tell mommy.
So, yep.
His
mother was kind of skeptical about the whole thing. She's like, well, we need to be concentrating on what's going on here on earth and so
yeah.
on and so forth. And finally, so she's going back and forth, kind of skeptical, and in their folding clothes, and you know, in the show, and he's. Colton, the little boy, is looking at his mother and said, did you know I have a sister? And he did have a sister, you know, that was real life. And she's like, well, didn't you know you had a sister? And he's like, well, yeah, I have another sister. And he didn't know that his mom had actually had a miscarriage.
Yeah.
And she said, well, what did she look like? And she said, like so-and-so, Cassie or whatever his sister's
yeah.
name was, only younger, and she had your color hair.
And she, mommy asked Colton, what's her name? She didn't have a name.
That's right. And she goes, well, she didn't have a name because you didn't name her.
This is a four-year-old boy.
A four-year-old boy. And he said she came up to me, and she kept hugging me, and she kept hugging me. And this little boy didn't know that his mother had a miscarriage. Yeah. A four-year-old boy would not have a concept of a miscarriage.
Of course. It was interesting that God will make a believer out of you.
Amen.
Prophetically. And those that were obstinate towards his vision, God would give him an open vision concerning those people that had obstinance towards him. Folks, that is the gift of prophecy
there. And, you know, when you look at all these things, and it doesn't just, obviously, the faith of a child and the innocency of a child, and correlating this young Akiano who's been doing these paintings and correlating this boy who had these visions and, you know, went to heaven. It's just like when you put the two together, obviously, we're believers. We believe that heaven is for real. Of course, I've got no doubts.
But again, let me go back to this. How is it that the preacher's trying to figure out what's going on? Because Scripture is all brought to us by prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Right.
And I when I sat there, and I'm looking at it, it's like, wait, preacher, you apparently haven't been around prophetic people before.
Yeah.
And once you get around prophetic people, you have prophetic people that say they believe, but they really don't believe.
And he actually said that in the show. He said, you know, I preached 1,000 times about Jesus and all these different things.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't know if I was actually listening to what I was saying.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's what you need. And then he said, you know, of course, if we believe that heaven is for real, wouldn't we all lead different lives?
That's right.
Of course we would lead different lives.
Yeah. Coming from a preacher?
And if we knew that hell was for real, would we not seek and save that which was lost? You know, would we not
save them out of the burning
hell?
Exactly.
I believe it was Spurgeon who said, if people are going to go to hell, let them jump over our bodies. Let us do everything we can do to make sure that they don't need to go there. There would be an urgency, as Chase was talking about. People say, well, what about 6 months down the line? We can do it next year. Urgency. We're not promised tomorrow. What about those people who might die between
now
and
we get there? By the way, just to highlight what you're saying, we're not looking for stuff to do, friends. I mean, we are all across the country. Yesterday, I had someone come up to me at the Mesa, Arizona Tea Party and said, is it a problem bringing your kids? I said, no. My kids are a part of the equation here. They're a blessing, not a curse. You don't get one without the other. I want my children to see ministry. I want them to see Christ. I want them to see me get beat up. I want them to see the price paid for their liberties so they can see Christ.
And, of course, and they're being trained up in it. They love to help out and
if,
do what
if
they
you
do.
Really, here, let me say this, too, as well. If you really believed the Word of God, then live accordingly.
Exactly.
And here's the other thing. I remember Charles Finney, he's a famous preacher out of the 1700s. They said once he first got saved, he prayed and asked the Lord. The Lord showed himself strong on his behalf. He was baptized in the Holy Ghost out in the woods by himself. Nobody helped him along. He went to a local church, and the church said to him, well, would you like us to pray for you, Brother Finney? And Finney, in all righteousness and in truth, not out of unfiend or fiend lips, I'm sorry, he spoke the truth and he said, why would I want you to pray for me when you yourself don't even get your prayers answered?
Mm-hmm.
Who could serve a God that didn't answer? Who could serve a God that wasn't real? Who could serve a God that didn't bear witness? That's what we stand here. That's the whole purpose of the church. Hey, folks, we are a living church, not a make-believe church. And if America really believed this message, I'll tell you what, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We have the victory.
Yeah, exactly.
I honestly stand here. I wish there was a mirror right there because I would look at it and I would say, this is exactly the dilemma that I was in. What I seen, the boldness of the professed church in America was going to the Minnesota State Fair and seeing a track in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you have got to be kidding me. And if you did see a professed Christian, you expected some little cheesy nerd with greasy hair, didn't brush his teeth, it looks like he hasn't eaten in 3 weeks. That's the visual that they have given Jesus.
Right.
And friends, that is not the Jesus of the Bible whatsoever. Now, I'm not saying that he didn't come to save the weak and the poor, and I'm talking about poor in spirit, friends, but I am saying we need to get a vision, a fresh revelation of who Jesus Christ is, because it's not the one that we're getting from the professed church. It's the one that we're getting from the little boy, Colton.
Amen.
You got Bradley and Stephanie broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.